It is now possible, for example, in someone who has a normal stress test or a stress test which provides an estimate of low risk for heart attack, to undergo a CT angiogram as confirmation, thereby avoiding the invasive risk of a conventional test. It has not replaced the angiogram, obviously, because one, the resolution, the clarity of the images, is not quite up to the level yet of a full invasive angiogram, number one. Number two, it obviously has no therapeutic value in the sense that it is impossible to open an artery or deploy a stent into an artery based on a CT scan. It remains a diagnostic tool. So the conventional CT angiogram is going to rapidly replace a lot of what's been done diagnostically. However, if it finds more disease than we would have discovered by other older techniques, we may find ourselves in a position of doing more interventions on a more select group.